743 now at listener supported worldwide KFUO, AM 850 in St. Louis, KFUO.org for the whole world online on this Wednesday morning. I'm Buzz Ulrich, and it's time to take a visit with our good friend Tim Hetzner from Lutheran Church Charities. And where in the world do we find Tim Hetzner this morning?
Well, I'm actually out at a place at a pastor's conference in Starved Rock, Illinois. Not a natural disaster or crisis, but just out with some pastors for a pastor's conference.
That's a nice thing to have happen now and then, where you actually get to go participate in something a little less adventurous, huh?
Well, being with a group of pastors, it's always an adventure.
I guess that's true, too, yeah. Well, what's been going on with Lutheran Church Charities? You've been a busy man all year long, as usual. It doesn't ever seem to let up. With, as you point out, things like disasters, the fires in California, we've had tornadoes and various other things that have kept you busy throughout the year. And the news doesn't just mean the bad stuff. You've actually had some good things, like I see the Lutheran Church Charities just this past weekend was busy certifying some new LERT volunteers.
We certified some LERT volunteers last two Saturdays, actually, so we added to the force about another 70 people to respond to disasters, so that was good. We were training people from down in your neck of the woods, down in Collinsville, Illinois. They're getting a dog down there, and so we had their handlers and caregivers and top dog in for 3 days of training last week also, so that was wonderful people there, and they're going to do a great job with adding to one of our dogs down in the St. Louis area.
And was this a, which kind of dog did we get in Collinsville, and which congregation was seeing the dog?
It was Holy Cross in Collinsville, Illinois. They went back with a dog, and we'll officially place that dog in a couple of weeks down there. But we had to train the people to how to handle the dog, which actually the dog is trained. Handling the dog is the easy part, but training them how to utilize a dog and doing ministry out into the community, and how to listen to people and pray with people and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people.
That's a wonderful thing. Lutheran Church Charities is headquartered where, for those people that might be new to hearing you on the air here?
Well, actually, we moved this summer. We're in Northbrook, Illinois now. We had a gift of property and some buildings, and we moved out of Addison, Illinois to Northbrook, Illinois on a piece of property that was given to us, which we're very blessed with having that, so we can use that as an outreach center now, and also as our national training center. So God has been very good.
Talk a little bit about how things work with Lutheran Church Charities by when we make some sort of a contribution to LCC, how that works, and what comes back from the money that's given in donation.
Yep. Lutheran Church Charities operates under a dollar in, dollar out. So 100% of your gift for whatever it is you give towards, whether it's a disaster or a crisis or a family in need, 100% of the gift goes to that cause. And if it's an individual, and we always work through our LCMS churches, so we acknowledge the gifts and we funnel it on to our churches to hand out to the family, individual, or crisis situation as it occurs. So 100% of their gift goes towards that, and we absorb the processing cost and of doing that, and we keep afloat by doing one fundraiser a year called our 1231, Remember Us Last, after giving to everything else. If you have something left before taxes, hopefully, you can help us continue to do what we do. And our budget starts February 1, so it's very simple for us. Based on what comes in, determines what our budget is. And the rest of the year, whatever we collect goes right back out to where the cause is.
Now, Tim, I mentioned the LERT volunteers. That's the Lutheran Early Response Team volunteers. But you,
correct,
you use volunteers of all kinds for all manner of, I won't even say events, but yeah, events and opportunities. What type of volunteer opportunities are there, and where does somebody find out that information about that area of expertise they might have?
Well, we use volunteers in disaster response, both in going out on a disaster and also supporting those families affected in disasters or our volunteers that are out in disasters. So everything from cooking to chainsaws to people with electrical skills, carpentry skills, depending on what the disaster is. We also use volunteers when we go out to what we call crisis response with our dogs to come out and be there with people and to listen to people and to pray with people. So we have thousands of volunteers that we use all over the country, actually, with our disaster response and crisis response, and in our events out into communities through our churches to touch people. So we've been doing a lot of that. We were out in California here just recently with the fires. One of our churches out there in the valley has a dog, and fires hit a town that Lake Valley close to them, where the entire town was wiped out. So we were out there for a week assisting them with their dog to serve those people that were affected by that, and to be there for as Jesus to those people. We've do crisis response. That police officer that was shot in Grays Lake, Illinois. We were out with the family and with the townspeople for that, as they grieved a police officer being shot. We had a cheerleaders at that same time, that three cheerleaders were in a car going to a football game and were in a car accident, and one was instantly killed. The other two were critically ill from a public high school, and we were invited into that public high school, spent about a week and a half in that high school with the students to just help them with the cope of a loss of a classmate. So there's no shortage of crises, Buzz, which sad to say there that there are so many crises, but every crisis becomes an open door to share with people about an eternal hope in a world that seems to be crazy, but we have an eternity that is secure.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed, and I think probably the regular listeners to Worldwide KFUO through the years have heard you on with us, that we are always praying for the ministries like Lutheran Church Charities that to go out there and be able to do the work, because we know that because of the way you're operating, you can turn around and say, we've got so-and-so this close to a disaster scene I guess you could say a tragic scene like with the cheerleaders. But what's happened through some of the bigger events was that we weren't the only media that gave you attention over the last few years. And I think that's probably one of those things where in the back of our minds we're going, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Is it a mixed blessing? What do you think about all the opportunities you've had to get the national exposure that you've had with things like the hurricanes and the fires?
Well, we've been on every major network from ABC, everyone, and Good Morning America and others. We have found the media actually has been a wonderful asset to be able to share the message of what Christians do to help others. Some of the national media doesn't like to mention that you're Christian. We kind of get around with that because they always introduce our dogs, and we always have Luther, one of our dogs, come on, and we have another dog named Martin. So they sometimes interview us, and they always ask the names of the dogs, and we say, this is Martin, and this is Luther. So we get it in there. But they know that we're Christian. And actually, we have a very good relationship with the media, both the secular media and also the religious media. We're the ministry of the week this week with Moody.
I saw radio. That's pretty big, especially up in the Chicagoland area. You probably have to be very happy about that.
Well, Moody has their mission also is to get the gospel out and to tell people. And anytime the Christian community can work together to share the gospel, even though sometimes our theology isn't always the same, but the basic principle, in fact, we won't go on something that's not, that's Christian, that is really not square on as far as where the gospel is concerned. But we work together with them, and we have found, those partnerships particularly in crisis and disasters. People and Christians are out there doing what Christians are supposed to do. And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud to see the Christian church do that, because that doesn't always make the news. And any time it can to show a good light of what Christians do, it's a positive. And as long as you're lifting up Christ, not your own self, but lifting up Jesus Christ, because if it wouldn't be for him, I mean, we're just, God works in spite of us. And so to see how God works in those situations and touches his lives and changes lives. And we get letters and emails and social media posts and all that all the time about the difference it has made to just with a dog or being there for people during those times of crisis and helping them with what they're going through and listening to them.
Well, while the time may be winding down somewhat on the time we have together, can you talk a little bit about the new deaconess that you have working with Lutheran Church Charities?
We have a deaconess that just started with us 3 weeks ago, Marissa Arndt. She is from Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. A wonderful lady. She is blind as a service dog, but just a wonderful personality. And she goes out with us, and she's going to be involved with our military ministry, actually working with LCMS directly with the Barnabas ministry, and goes out with us in crisis and disaster response to be out there with people and to pray. And we have found, you know, being blind is an asset for her, because people are more comfortable praying with somebody that can't see them, because there's no judgment involved. And when you are blind, your hearing is, and your other senses are amplified. And so she can listen into every word they're saying and touch them and pray with them. And people it's a real plus to have. So here is somebody that has taken their handicapped and made it into a plus. Just a wonderful lady who happens to have a brown belt in judo.
Oh, no. I don't want to get into a fight with her. I've taken judo classes when I was younger and didn't make it that far.
Actually, she's at the national level with that. She's second in the nation with Quad Olympics. So quite a talented young lady, comes out of northern Wisconsin. Became a Lutheran, actually, on going to school up in Wisconsin and connected with one of our Lutheran campus ministries. And just felt the call through working with one of our Lutheran campus ministries up there of going into full-time ministry. So it's quite a interesting story, hers, on how God has worked in her life in touching people. And we're just blessed to have her doing her internship with us that can be converted into a full-time call.
Wow, fantastic to hear that. So, and I guess we've only got a couple of minutes here. Where can someone go to find out more information about Lutheran Church Charities if perhaps they think that they have something that they can donate, whether it's time or talent?
They can go to LutheranChurchCharities.org, our website, and all the forms and everything are there of the various things that we're working with at the moment. That changes every day. Or they can call 866-455-6466. And can call and talk to somebody there and find out what's going on or how they want to get involved. We're always looking for people to connect with us. And we connect up with a lot of people that have no church background. And it gives them a chance to participate with us and see how God works through his people in touching lives. And in many cases, that's how they meet Jesus.
Well, and I know from my many visits to LutheranChurchCharities.org that there are news items, there are always brand new things popping up on there. There's, of course, the ways that people can donate the money and find out more information. All of that, LutheranChurchCharities.org. Tim Hetzner, you know, I don't get a chance to do this with you as often as I would like these days, but I'm very blessed to be able to fill in for Andy this morning and talk to you, and I appreciate all the time and the effort that you put in.
Hey, and we appreciate KFUO. I'll tell you, what a beacon of light that you are all over the place. I mean, you know, not just in the St. Louis area, but people can go online and pick up your shows. And it's just a blessing of hearing quality, Christ-centered materials and discussions and news. What a blessing you guys are to the whole community beyond the Lutheran community. Thank you for what you guys do.
Well, thank you. Blessings, Tim Hetzner. And as his time winds down this hour, it's The Study coming up next hour. Andy Bates will be back on the air on Worldwide KFUO After News.